Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're going to have such an amazing time together looking at one of my grandmother's classic teachings. Now, this teaching is going to help you learn how to win the war in your own life. And I want to make sure you get your copy of today's product. This is Satan Proof Your Home. This is an amazing product that will help you look at where you live, look at the way you live your life, spot areas where there are strongholds where Satan might be trying to attack you or your family, and combat those areas. Please call or go on the website. There is a battle for your soul, a battle for your heart, and this book will help you learn to win the battle and walk in victory. This teaching today is going to give you the keys to winning the war. There are 1,000 battles going on for your very soul, but no battle is bigger than the power of Jesus Christ. So pay attention, make sure you're listening, make sure you have your copy of today's product offer, because the teaching today will help you recognize the areas of war, the areas of battle, and apply the confidence that we have as sons and daughters of Christ to walk in the victory. There is victory for you every single day. My grandmother says this all the time. It's not over until you win. If you're not winning, it's not over. So buckle in, put on your listening ears. We're going to look at one of my grandmother's classic teachings. Let's dive right in.
Everybody is always going to be in a war of some kind until Jesus comes. It may be physical, maybe mental, emotional, could be spiritual, could be financial, could be a relationship. But everybody is in some kind of a war all the time. And what's the key? If we keep our eyes on the vision, then we will make it through. You know, I noticed so many times when God was talking to people in Old Testament and New Testament, he would say, lift up your eyes. Don't look at it as it is. Lift up your eyes. You know, when he spoke to Joshua and told him that he would give him Jericho, he said, see, I have given you Jericho. We hadn't given him Jericho yet, but he wanted him to see it as God sees it. If we will see 99 as God sees it, if we'll keep our eyes on him, what he says, keep our eyes on the vision, I'm going to tell you, we will make it through and it will be divine. And 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. You know, nothing is ever as bad as it first appears. The first time you hear something, you hear a bad news thing, you think, oh no, what has happened? But then after you kind of get over hearing it, then you begin to think, well, now wait a minute, this is not bigger than God. This is not bigger than his word. And there could be this solution or that solution, and God could do something in it. Is that true? So when we are troubled, we don't have to be distressed and fall apart because we have a vision. We have a vision. God will see us through. We can be perplexed, but we don't have to be in despondency and be depressed and be down because we have a vision. God will see us through. We can be persecuted, but we are not forsaken. Why? Because we have a vision. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Don't let go of the vision. Then we might be cast down. People think we're the trash of the earth, but we're not going to be destroyed while we're down. We're coming back up because we have a vision, and he is our vision. Lift up our eyes, and let's keep our eyes on him. We got to keep the vision. That will be the right focus. There isn't any crisis here, any problem here that's bigger than Jesus. Let's look at what God does with crises. You know, God uses a crisis. So God uses crises, but what does he use them for? Your education about him. Many times, the sweetest things you learn about God, the deepest things you learn about God is in your crisis time. That he's good to you and he talks to you and you can depend on him. So it really can be an education time for you about who he is and what he is and what he will do and how much he loves you. It also is an education about God's assignment for you. Many times it's in that crisis, critical time that God begins to deal with you and talk with you about attitudes, talk with you about things, help you, give you direction, because you press into him, he presses into you. That's why I love our going on our 21 days here of fasting and prayer. What are we doing? We're pressing into God. And you can't press into God. He doesn't press into you. What are we doing? We're holding on to the vision. We're seeing who He is. So we learn things about our assignment. Then the third thing is you learn things about the devil, how stupid he is, and his dumb tactics that he uses, and how he will use these devices to catch you up. And if you can catch him before you fall into the device, then you don't fall into it again. You say, I know who you are, you rotten thing. You're not doing that to me again. I won't go that route. So our crises are really times of education. Now look at Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 2. This has to do with the children in the wilderness. And it says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. So this is a wonderful day. They're getting ready to go in. I mean, this is a divine year for them. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you for 40 years in the wilderness. Now, God didn't waste 40 years in the wilderness. They couldn't go back and say, oh, well, 40 years, it was just all wasted. God educated them. God is economical. He will use everything if you give him a shot at it, right? So he said, what did I do? I humbled you. I proved you. I wanted you to know what was in your own heart. And I wanted you to see, am I going to make a decision for life or death? Those people that were in the wilderness, let me tell you, they also knew how much God loved them. Because the reason they were staying in the wilderness for 40 years is because they blew it. But God, though they didn't go into the promised land, God fed them, he clothed them, he gave them water, he took care of them. So in the 40 years of wilderness, they learned about the grace of God. Even Adam and Eve, after they sinned, they didn't clothe themselves. They tried to, but you know, fig leaves were not too swift. And God even got the clothing for them. Did he forget them? Did he give them a vision? Did he give them a breakthrough and a promise? And so you begin to learn things that are very wonderful.
Every single battle you go through is an opportunity. See, you're not crushed because Jesus is looking out for you, is helping you to win the war. And I believe that every single battle is a stepping stone for you to get closer and closer to the heart of the Father and to your ultimate victory. Is there an area in your own life where you are really going to battle for your family, your health, maybe your finances? Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would see victory in these areas, and through the process, you would learn more about who God is and more about who you are in Him. Please call or go on the website. Let's jump back in.
Now, you say, well, I just don't believe I'm going to have any battles this year. Honey, you're in delusion. Because everybody is. You know why? Because the devil is around. Say yuck twice. Yuck, yuck. And he's got a plan, let me tell you. You won't outgrow warfare. So there's always going to be warfare. You say, oh, but 98 was so tough. 97 was tough. But folks, let me tell you, warfare will be around. So we have to learn to fight in the way that we win. You can fight, but are you fighting the principles that God gives you and the weapons that he gives you in order that you can win? We got to win, correct? I mean, we got to see it that we're going to win. Now, Psalms 144:1, why, God knew you would face battles. So the psalmist said, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. You know, David wrote this psalm. There wasn't any area of his life that he probably didn't have a fight in. He fought to take land. He fought with his relatives. You know, he fought with Saul in a sense. He fought with his own sin and his own weaknesses. And yet, David always won. How did he always win? Because he kept the vision. He believed that God was with him. And if God is for you, who can be against you? And he believed that God could work in him, change the people around him, change his circumstances. And the greatest compliment of all to David is that he was a man after God's own heart. That was his vision. And folks, we're going to win this year too if we are men and women who are after what? God's heart. That was the big key. So, you know, there's no question there's warfare, but we have to learn to fight with his weapons. Look at Psalms 138, 7 through 8. Let's look at the promises for these times, because we are in warfare times. We will be in more warfare times. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You'll stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. When I'm in trouble, he's going to walk me through it. He's going to work on my enemy, and he is going to make me victorious. This year, I had the opportunity of preaching in a church where a pastor had lost his wife with cancer, had two teenage girls when he lost his wife, had a major crisis with the church that he pastored and was basically kicked out, started another work. I mean, everything was down, down, down. When his name was mentioned, people said, oh, yeah, so-and-so, what a failure. But you know, he didn't lose the vision. He kept holding on to Jesus, and I got to go to his church. And though he is disappointed that his wife died, and folks, I'm not going to pretend to have all the answers to why people die sometimes. I'm still going to pray in faith, and I'm going to go for the highest level of faith because faith pleases God. And though she died, he's still praying for the sick. His two teenage girls now are young adults going into the ministry. He has a church that is just going bananas. It's just blasting. It's a blast off. But you see, he kept the focus. Why? Because in his trouble, God was there, reviving him, holding on to him, coming against his enemies, and his attitude is out of this world. Write this verse in, because it'll help you. Maybe you want to take it home and use it for the new year. It's Psalms 37, 23 through 24. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Do you think God is sitting on the throne and saying, I just wish they'd lose. I hope they lose. Oh, I want them to lose. I want them to lose. God is not sitting on a throne thinking that. God is sitting on a throne thinking, they're going to win. I'm going to help them. They're going to come through. God delights in your ways. He delights in your steps. Not just one bound, because that's the way I always want to do it. Let's just take a leap and do it. But it's never a leap and do it. It's always steps, correct? One step at a time. Every day of this year, 365 days, we've got three gone, so we have 362 days. God says he delights in your steps. So he delighted in you stepping into this church this morning, and it delights me too.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you. And I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Life is a battle. But God has given you the keys to victory. Unlock the power you've been given so that you can win every day through his word and his power. For your gift of $27 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's Satan Proof Your Home book, filled with practical wisdom to protect your family and strengthen your household against the enemy's schemes. You'll also receive the Winning the Battle Every Day book, Becoming a Giant Slayer 3 CD set, and our Breakthrough Scripture card. And for your gift of $89 or more, we'll add our healing anointing oil for prayer and ministry, along with the daily blessing cards, 100 scripture promises to encourage you every day. You don't have to stay stuck in the struggle. God has already equipped you with the keys to succeed. Call or click today to request this special offer.
We've been having such an amazing time looking at the keys to winning the war. We looked at how everybody can go through struggles, no matter who you are, but we must learn to struggle well. right? We must learn in the middle of seasons of hardship to lean into the Lord, to trust His ways, and really take a hold of the blessings He has for us. Today's teaching is very important, and I want to make sure you get everything out of the teaching. Make sure you get your copy of today's free downloadable teaching notes. This is our free gift to you, and we want to make sure that you are really getting into the nitty-gritty, the deep personal areas of today's teaching, and you're applying it to your everyday life. So make sure you grab your free downloadable copy. We're about to talk about the struggles that we go through and what happens when we stumble, maybe when we fall. And this is especially true, I feel it in my heart, for people with addictions. If you're in the middle of a healing journey from addiction, sometimes when you're walking away from that lifestyle or from that addiction, you can trip or fall. You think, oh, I messed up. Oh, I relapsed. But that's not the end of your story. God still has victory for you. There's still freedom. So please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would have the courage and the confidence to get up, dust yourself off, and start walking towards your victory. Let's look at what my grandmother says in the next segment of today's teaching.
Now, all men fall. Have you noticed? Have you met any perfect Christians? You may meet some Christians who think they're perfect, but you haven't really. All men have fallen, correct? But great men get back up. Go through the Bible. All of them fell. Abraham, he was a liar. Give me a break. He was a liar, and he had an affair with Hagar. Say yuck twice. And yet, God used him as a man of faith, and he got his Isaac. Is this true? It is absolutely the truth. So what happens? People who fall get back up. So you had a bad year in 98. You're going to throw in the towel for 99? No way. We get back up because we're great. Look at someone. Say, honey. You look great. Now, let's look at something else. Losers focus on war, but champions focus on the spoils of war. Yesterday, I went shopping, and I was buying something, and this woman said to me, I know who you are. She said, I watch your television. But she said, there's a pastor in your church, and she said, I don't know him. I've never seen him. But I want to write him a note, because she said at some of the darkest time in my life, when my son went to prison, said, I called your church, and this pastor ministered to my son and said, he's in prison, but she said his life is being totally changed, and he's going to take our correspondence Bible course. But she was so touched by the love and compassion from the pastor from our church. Now, folks, what is this saying? She's not just, my son's in prison, my son's in prison. What's the use? She believes her son is coming through and that he's coming through victoriously. She's not majoring on the war. She's majoring on her son coming through. We had a woman in our church some years ago. She had a son in prison. I'm telling you, he was terrible. He tried to burn their house down that they lived in. I mean, he was so violent from drugs and all of this mess. And he was down here, I think, at Canyon City. And she got a prayer cloth, and we prayed over it here one day. And she cut it in little tiny pieces and sent him a coat. And I don't know why she did it this way. But she sewed little pieces all throughout the lining of that coat, of that prayer cloth. Do you know he got saved and he's going to ORU? Come on. She didn't focus on the defeat. I got a son in prison. He's terrible. He tried to burn down the house. He hates me. He's a drug addict. She focused on Jesus. She lifted up her eyes and she wouldn't give up, and you can't either. I'm going to come out with the spoils of this war. I'm not going to be down on the ground.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table Book, featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful Inheritance Devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Life is a battle, but God has given you the keys to victory. Unlock the power you've been given so that you can win every day through His word and His power. For your gift of $27 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's Satan Proof Your Home book, filled with practical wisdom to protect your family and strengthen your household against the enemy's schemes. You'll also receive the Winning the Battle Every Day book, Becoming a Giant Slayer 3-CD set, and our Breakthrough Scripture card. And for your gift of $89 or more, we'll add our Healing Anointing Oil for prayer and ministry, along with the Daily Blessing Cards, 100 scripture promises to encourage you every day. You don't have to stay stuck in the struggle. God has already equipped you with the keys to succeed. Call or click today to request this special offer.
We're going to take a look at the ingredients that God has for you to receive victory. My personal favorite ingredient for anything is butter. But the butter of the ingredients for you winning your victory is God's word. We need to learn to get in the word of God. Just like how butter makes everything better, the word of God makes every situation better, and no recipe is complete without it. So make sure you're grabbing your word, locking in to what God has for you today. There's victory for you. God has a victory cake for you, but we're going to look at all the different ingredients that it takes for you to receive that victory and to walk in it every day for the rest of your life. Let's take a look.
Now, let's look at his ingredients. God's ingredients are wonderful. So we say, well, God, he's got a plan for my year too. My whole recovery plan is in his hands, and he's got a wonderful plan. Now, let's see what it is. Miracles. Everybody say miracles. You know, a battle is meeting opposition on the way to a miracle. God has miracles with your names on them. What if you hit a big battle? What if you're in a big battle? Could God perform a miracle? Could he? And you know, a woman called me last night. She doesn't live here. She's in another state. But frankly, it was her second time to call me in one night. So I was a little, you know, why are you calling me again? You know, I'm trying to get ready for today. Sweet, loving, gracious pastor. Don't call me anymore. This is the way I felt inside. And probably it was a little bit in my voice because I wanted to say, again? You know, I prayed with you. We went through all these things. But she said to me, I just wanted to share this testimony with you because she said, you've prayed with me in the past over my business. And she said, we could not pay our bills for December. And she said, it was so bleak and so black. And our accountant told us, there is no way we can pay this $100,000 budget that we have. We can't do it. And she said, there is a way. And she has relatives that are in the business with her, and they said to her, look, there is no way we're going to pay that $100,000. There is no way the business can come in. And the outside consultant said to her, lady, get real. You know, you're not looking at the real facts. You will not make that budget for this month. And she said, Marilyn, 2 days before the first of the year, we had $100,000 come in miraculously. I thought, call me again. Not a problem. Miracles. Everybody say miracles. Say miracles with my name on them. Now, what else? God has pain. He gets into your pain. But pain has seasons. You know, it says the chastening of the Lord. It is not pleasant. That's discipline and training. That's painful. And it has a season, though. Thank God it doesn't last forever. God will utilize the pain that comes your way in this coming year, if you let him, if you lift up your eyes. Psalms 30, verse 5, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Folks, some of the pain we will have in 99 is some of the pain we had in 98. We acted stupid. How many of you here acted a little stupid this last year? Come on, you liars, get your hands up. You think I'm not watching you. But you know, we repented of these things. We caused our problem. And, you know, God is not happy, but we have favor. And maybe we are weeping over some of these things, but honey, morning is coming. 99 is here. Morning is coming. Hallelujah.
And then God has another ingredient, and that's His Word. Hold up your Bible. Say, God has given me a weapon that will defeat every demon in hell. And see, this is why we nag you. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Get a Bible plan. Stay in the Bible plan. And if you get discouraged and you didn't make it in 98, get involved in 99. Right? So it takes you 2 years. Do it. Because it's what will make you victorious. So this is a wonderful ingredient God has given us. Now, what do you do with that? You stand fast. Everybody say, stand fast. Say it again. Say it again. You don't just read that Bible. You take the promises of it and make them your lifestyle, and you stand on them. There's a woman on our staff. They told her she had cancer. I said, all right, we're going to get in agreement, because the Bible says if we come in agreement, He will do it. So I said, now we are locked into agreement. We do not come out until you get a manifestation of healing. Folks, we have got to stand on the Word. Not what somebody thinks about the Word, what the Word says to you yourself. God giving you a promise that says He will do it. And if you're never in, how are you going to know? Right? And once you get that promise, write it in the front of your Bible. If you have to, put it on the mirror in your house. But don't forget that promise. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. God's going to do it. He's going to bring my family in. He's going to put my marriage together. He's going to heal my broken heart. He says that. And take that promise and stand and stand and stand. And having done all, stand. And having done all, stand. And having done all, stand. And if you look at that scripture, it means to stand as a conqueror. So you don't stand, oh, maybe I'll get through. You stand, I have won, because God's Word says it.
What an amazing teaching. And I really do believe that God has victory for you in every area of your life. You need to receive the ingredients and walk in that victory. And make sure you get your copy of Satan Proof Your Home. This is incredibly important that you get today's offer, because it will help you to recognize the areas where there needs to be battle, and it will help you to walk in the confidence to do battle every single day, to experience victory, and to help win the war. Today's verse was so important, so important. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 8, and all the way through 9, really. We have this treasure in earthen vessels so that surpassing the greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. That's verse 7. And that helps us to know that winning the battle is not just on you. You partner with the Lord and you walk with His power and you receive from the Holy Spirit to walk in victory every day for the rest of your lives. When we receive His power, His presence, and we begin to truly see victory, it changes things. So if that's you, if you need victory, if there's specific areas of your life where you need to see God's power, His presence, and His authority, please call or go on the website. We know that God has victory for you. There are keys to help you win the war in every area of your life. So again, call, go on the website, and we'll see you next time.